and we'll return to Washington periodically through this morning for the updates on the inauguration. Miss Blue is standing by. I see you didn't use your invitation to go to Washington to the inauguration, Miriam.
Well, no, you know, everybody can't leave from home.
Yeah.
And after all, I will be leaving from home for Saturday morning.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
Oh, you know, I'm going down to the warm country, down to Hawaii.
Again? That old place?
Yes.
That old thing?
Yeah, but I mean, just because you made it down there first, I mean, don't knock it, you know. I want all of my friends to come and join me, too. You know, all they have to do, you know, is get in touch with Ten Hole and...
Don't start with a commercial. If you're going to Hawaii, that's fine now, but just stop with this rank commercialism. You don't scratch anymore around here without some kind of commercial participation.
Well, I just want all my friends to join me.
Yeah, well, I'd like them to join you. I got a list right here of people I wish you'd take to Hawaii and leave there.
Okay.
Let me tell you something before we do anything further. You may think that you're having fun over there in Hawaii, but I'll tell you, the real fun will be back here in St. Louis where the weather will be brisk, because this is brisk weather. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, and it's supposed to start dropping again tomorrow.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
Oh, down, but, you know, back down near zero again.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, keeps me on my toes, that's right. I want to talk about sauerkraut, something more pleasant than cold weather, because cold weather has a tendency to improve the family's appetites, and the family likes good stick-to-the-rib suppers. And there's just nothing like Bush's Best Sauerkraut. They have two kinds. They have shredded and they have chopped kraut. And Bush's Best Sauerkraut, which happens to be made from an old family recipe, is the best tasting sauerkraut you've ever encountered in your life. It's loaded with protein. It's loaded with goodness because the Bush people start with the very best cabbage that's available anywhere. Do you know where that cabbage is grown, Miriam?
No, where?
In Mrs. Wiggs' cabbage. But no, in Wisconsin. In the state of Wisconsin, where the nights are cool and the land and the soil is rich and the cabbages are sweet and delicious. And that's what makes the best kraut. And then the Bush's Best people make this kraut. They actually check the sugar content in these cabbage to make sure that they're exactly ready when they pick the cabbage. And then they make this kraut that is so good and goes with so many things like Hillshire Farm smoked sausage or pork chops or whatever you like kraut with. So, you'll be eating whatever they have over there. Mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi.
You know what that is?
No, what is it?
Fish.
Oh, well, I love fish.
It's a white fish. Some people think that it's like flipper, but it's not. It's a cousin to flipper. It's a, what is that fish? The one that talks. Dolphin? Yeah, it's like that. It's a cousin. You'll see mahi-mahi, and you'll see, let me think of some of the other Hawaiian words that you'll, things that you'll encounter. The chichis are very big. A lot of big chichis in Hawaii. Look for those.
Chichi.
I saw a lot of them there. Big chichis. Hawaii is the home of the big chichi, Miriam.
The home of the big chichi.
The home of the big chichi is Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That's why a lot of us go to Hawaii. That's why a lot of guys never come back. We'll have Miriam Blue in just a moment. We're going to open the phone lines today. And we're going to start with a letter from a lady who made an upside-down dump cake, and it don't work at all. She put the pineapple in first.
Oh!
Little letter here that we'll get to in a minute, asking what happened. What happened to my dump cake?
Oh, she went back. She went backwards. You're supposed to put the...
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute on your program. This is my program. Now, straighten up.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Miriam, we're going to move on to your program here, and we're going to do that. Are you still with us, Miriam?
Of course.
Well, I didn't know when you'd already gone to Hawaii. You've been back since Thanksgiving, for crying out loud. Never saw a person so eager to get away.
Well, I mean, you know, once in a lifetime, you don't pass up chances like that, you know.
I suppose it's worth going to Hawaii to lose a few friends.
Oh, I mean, I'd be gaining friends, because really? I'm going to say, I got my whole list there.
Not around here, you're not. I guess you don't realize exactly. We had a little meeting the other day. You didn't hear about that.
No.
Clarence called a meeting. We decided that it wouldn't have been so tough for you to go to the Ten Holder people and say, look, I'm not going to Hawaii unless I can take Clarence and Marie and Jack, Francis and Dolores. You and Mike, see how mean they're getting in there?
Oh, is that what that was?
You could have gone to Ten Holder. You could have gotten a trip for all of us, but you didn't. You just, You just said, okay, I'll go. That's how you are, just old easy Miriam. I'll go. You don't care about your friends.
Well, I mean, I thought y'all wanted to get rid of me for a while around here.
We don't have to bum around over there. We'll get to Hawaii, you go your way, and Clarence and I'll go down with the big chi-chis.
Clarence can't send no more chi-chis.
He can't?
No, not since his birthday. Dolores told me to watch him on there.
He doesn't. No more sip, 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 eh?
Right.
I noticed they took the door off and drained his locker about a month ago. Took a mile of copper tubing out of there and some strange paraphernalia. He's been very strange lately. He knows his way back and forth now.
Oh.
He finds his car every day. I figured you'd straighten him up. Now, it's 28 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Once again on the Jack Carney Show to bring you our family relations expert, Miss Miriam Blue, to help you find happiness and contentment by answering your questions. Here now with a full mailbag is Miss Blue.
Ah, yes, Miss Blue. We'll have our phone lines open in a minute. 436-7900, Metro East 397-8600. But first I have to read you this letter that came from Peggy Wade. She says, help! My sister-in-law and I were listening to your program and you gave the dump cake recipe. Well, my sis tried it. It was not eatable. Please send us the recipe. She says, my sister took a cake pan and she put a stick of butter in, then the pineapple, then the pie cherry, then the nuts, then the cake mix. Then on top of that, she put another stick of butter. She put it in the oven at 300 or 350 degrees for 1 hour. What did she do wrong? Help, it's signed Mrs. Peggy Wade. Was she supposed to mix the cake mix up first? Tell her, Miss Blue.
Well, no, see, she went back to the old type of upside down cake where they used to put the pineapples at the bottom.
Yeah.
But this is a new type of a dump cake. You just dump everything in, but you dump your cake mix in first.
It's very important that the cake mix go on the bottom because that holds everything else. When you put the fruit on the bottom and the cake, doesn't that sound awful? You don't mix up the cake mix, so
smooth it out in the bottom, you know, just dump it in there. And then you put your pineapples and cherries and your pecans, whatever kind of nuts you want. You don't just have to use pecans. You can use any kind that you want.
Yeah.
But it's really delicious when it's really good, and serve it hot.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream over it.
Dolores used to make it for us, and now every time I ask Clarence and Dolores, she'd like to, but the washer dryer is going to a dance Friday or something. All right, 436-7900, Net Metro East 397-8600, with your questions for Miss Blue. Good morning, Herr. Hello there. Is there something wrong that Miss Blue can help with?
When you were talking about the big chi-chis in Hawaii, and then you went immediately into the train commercial, I thought your desire had dug a tunnel under the Pacific and you were heading out on the first train.
No, I'm not a chi-chi man.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not.
Well, my problem.
Have you ever been to Hawaii and seen those big chi-chis?
No. Oh. But I've not heard of them anywhere.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a poor